Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's so great when things all fall together, you know, especially on an early Saturday morning. We just had Dan McCabe on from Dog Star Rescue, and our next guest is Carrie McLaughlin, and she's with Bikers Against Animal Cruelty. They've got another big event coming up, another fundraiser, but they're also going to drop some things off with Dog Star. I'll let her explain it to you because that's why we have guests on the show. So let's get her on the line with us. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Carrie, for people that don't know about Bikers Against Animal Cruelty, I mean, you have so many different stories that you've done. It's not just dogs and cats. It's anybody that has or any animal that's being mistreated. So tell us a little bit about what the organization is and then what you've got coming up.
Okay. Well, we're a 501c3 all-volunteer group, and we raise funds for animals who are ownerless and they've been abused and neglected. So we help to defer the vet bills by donating directly to the vet that's going to care for this animal. We've been working since 2007, and we've helped, yes, various types of animals, dogs, cats, pigs, birds, you name it, we've probably helped it. And we donate to the vets. Like, animal rescue groups could reach out to us if they needed some assistance. They want to take an animal into the rescue, but they need help with the medical bills. That's where they would reach out to us. Animal control could reach out to us. So that's where we step in to help.
Yeah, but, I got to tell you, the last time you were on and we talked about the lizard, I mean, the lizard story. You wouldn't even imagine this when you're talking about a rescue, but I love the lizard story. At 6:54, you're going to always use a good lizard story on Saturday morning. Just a quick synopsis of what happened with that.
Sure. There had been a bearded dragon that had been found in a bathroom at a pet store with all his legs were broken, and someone found him in a bag, like in the bathroom, which I don't know what type of a person could do something like this. But anyway, a rescue group did step in. They reached out to us. We helped with the medical bills for this animal, and then he was taken into the rescue and hopefully found a good home.
See, that's what it's all about. So you've got this big event coming up. Tell us what it's going to be, and I understand it's going to be on the 21st, the same time that Dan is doing his event. So what have you got going on with Bikers Against Animal Cruelty? What are you up to with those bikes?
So this is our annual shelter supply ride, and it is indeed at May 21st. Though the ride itself starts at 11, we are actually meeting at the Simon Foundation in Bloomfield at 10:30. Lock, Stock, and Bagels has very generously donated 8 dozen bagels.
Wait a minute. You're talking about Tommy Bryant's outfit, right? Lock, Stock, and Bagels?
Yeah. Lock, Stock, and Bagels.
Yep. I remember Tommy's been a friend for many, many years. Thank you, Tommy. I didn't know you were involved in this, but we go back forever. And he got that whole thing started many, many years ago. I got stories about Tommy that could put us both in jail. No! Okay, go ahead. Okay, so I just had to thank Tommy right there because I've known him and the family for years. So go ahead.
Yes, that's very, very generous of them, and I had heard that they even upped the amount of bagels. So free food, everybody. That usually gets everybody's attention, right? So at 10:30 at the Simon Foundation in Bloomfield on Rescue Lane in Bloomfield, we will be meeting there for refreshments, coffee, and bagels. And then kickstands will be up at 11 a.m. Now this is a 30-mile-plus ride, and we're going to be stopping to distribute donations to different rescue groups along the way. We have 4 stops. If people don't have a motorcycle, they could still join in. They could follow with a car or whatever. We have a trailer going along with supplies for these places. It's going to be a beautiful ride, or you could meet us at any of the stops. The stops are going to be, as you mentioned, the Dog Star Rescue, which is in Bloomfield. Our third stop will be at Burlington Animal Control. Fourth stop will be the Animal Rescue Foundation in Terryville. And then finally, we end at Schutz Gates in Terryville, which is a restaurant. So we'll be, you know, having some food and relaxing at that point. But it should be a beautiful ride. And we're looking for people to come out and give donations of supplies as well to help out. So that could be cleaning products, blankets, toys, leashes, pet food. All these are things that we will be needing to help these shelters out.
All right. So I guess that's my big question, especially if you're going to be riding out on the 21st. And we got to, you know, we got another week or so to go. What do people do if they have things they want to donate to you folks? Should they meet you along the route for the ride? Or how do they get things over to Bikers Against Animal Cruelty if they want to make a donation, or whether it's items or money or anything else?
Well, they could definitely meet us where we start at the Simon Foundation, or they could come on down to meet us along any of the stops along the way, the Dog Star Rescue, Burlington Animal Control, the Animal Rescue Foundation. They could meet with us at Schutz Gates at the end, or they could go to, all those places are accepting donations, even if they weren't able to come down at that time. You know, they could drop them off at a different time. And we do take monetary donations. You can donate through bikersagainstanimalcruelty.org. And I do have a mailing address also, if you would like me to give that for people to send checks if you'd like.
If you want to, I mean, as long as we can get them. You on Facebook?
We are on Facebook as well. Yes, okay, absolutely.
Facebook, and you're okay. So in case she's going to give you the address right now, if anybody's listening, grab a pen, please. But if for some reason you miss it, you can go to the website or Facebook page. So go ahead, give us the address that they want to write a check out for you.
Okay, Bikers Against Animal Cruelty, P.O. Box 68 in North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
All right, and the website again?
bikersagainstanimalcruelty.org.
We'll check them out on Facebook. It's great that you're trying to support all the other groups that are involved with rescue, and it's just nice to have that one common ground. And when Dan said, he says, yeah, I don't mind coming on, but you know, I don't want to get in Carrie. I said, no, you guys are all working together, and I just,
oh, absolutely, it's all about
the love, and we thank you so much. And Carrie, please keep the lines open, let us know what else we can do, and send any information along during the week if you want us to give it a quick plug next Saturday morning to remind people too. Okay.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you so much. You've really been a great friend to our organization. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Hey, come on. Are you kidding me? Anything for our babies out there. And
I know you love those animals like we do. Yep.
Yep. And it's awful. You know, it's nothing like, I love seeing dogs riding on Harleys. Anyways. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, they love it.
Thanks a lot, Carrie. And let's keep the lines open and talk again soon. Okay.
Okay, thanks so much, Steve.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I love those people. Bikers Against Animal Cruelty. They support all the other rescue groups. It just doesn't get any better. And, of course, Dan McCabe and Dog Star Rescue, when these groups are coming together to help out like that, that's terrific. And, again, I didn't even know that my buddy Tommy Bryant was stepping up from Lock, Stock, and Bagels to feed some folks. So that means a lot. And you'll be very happy with what you get a chance to eat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!